This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. You can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and we want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description so you can do just that.
I guess I need to get off my chest.
Yeah, go for it.
Something's been irking my nerve.
Rustling your jimmies, as it were.
Yeah. And in order to do that, welcome to the Gripevine.
Welcome to the Gripevine.
Double gripe back to back.
I also got another one for Friday.
Oh, well.
This is going to be a triple gripe week.
This is a gripe heavy week.
We're gripey this
Here's
week.
Here's the thing. Before I started at Clearview, didn't have a lot of experience in graphic design.
Okay.
No YouTube thumbnails. Nope.
Watch me and my wife try the cinnamon challenge.
None of that.
You make like a thumbnail of her just like, oh.
None of that. And then when I started to pick up some graphic design skills. It turns out I'm not bad at it.
No, you're pretty good.
I'm not bad at it.
You're pretty good. Best I've ever seen. Yeah.
I'm decent. Self-taught. I'm still firmly in the amateur category, but.
Hey, look, amateurs can make some great stuff.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the rub. Here's the bugaboo. When you start operating in the graphic design world, you start to learn the difference in file types, okay?
Yeah, sure.
JPEG.
Yeah, just like a flat picture.
Sure.
Just like a picture I take with my phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
PNG.
Yeah, like it's on a transparent background.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vector image, scalable. You can get it to any resolution because it's not pixel based.
So I don't know anything about all that stuff, but basically if you have a PNG, you can take a image and then put whatever background you want because the background is see-through.
And we love that. Here's what I don't love.
I think I already know what you're going
to
say.
When you list a file for me to download, free resource online, love that for me, as a PNG, a PNG.
Yeah. You know what the P stands for? Photos should be see-through.
Yeah. And guess what?
don't stand for that.
It's not.
Like
here's the thing. When you drop a PNG in Photoshop or in another graphics editing platform,
yeah.
It has that little checkerboard background.
Yeah.
That's not actually the background.
Like Mario 3D World style.
It's not actually the background. It just shows you that there is not a background.
Right.
So when you render it out as a PNG, that's going to be a blank space.
Right. So you can put any other background.
When
you're making
sense. Download a PNG and it has that little checkerboard background, It's a gamble.
Yeah.
You're either going to get a PNG or you're going to get a JPEG with a checkerboard background.
Because some jokester, some prankster, some
PNG.
Some
dot PNG. Huh?
It's like a Weisenheimer has uploaded a fake PNG as a prank, as a goof.
It irritates me.
It
elevates my blood pressure more than it should. Just call it a JPEG.
It's a waste of time.
Just call it what it is. But don't tell me it has a transparent background and then I got to work to get the background out of there.
Yeah, it. Why do it? First off, I don't even understand how it happens from a design standpoint.
Here's the thing. People are either dishonest or they're idiots. So they either upload it and they're like, it's a PNG, but not really. Or
he wanted to have himself a
chortle.
Or
they're just like, I thought this was one of those PNGs.
Yeah, I thought it was I
put .png in the file name, but uh-oh, I rendered it out as a JPEG.
They like name it .png and then save it as something else. It's a waste of time.
Politely, respectfully, I'd like to pop you.
It's a waste of time.
I'd like to just... quick on the notes.
Because sometimes you find an image you really like and I can use this.
And
yeah, it's not the right back, because now what the background that's supposed to be just telling me there's no background there is actually the background.
Now here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I've developed a set of skills in Photoshop, a particular set of skills.
Liam Neeson style.
Liam Neeson style. Okay. So if you drop a PNG on the internet and call it a PNG when actually it's a JPEG with the intention of pulling a little fast one, I will find your PNG and I will remove the background of your PNG.
I don't know how I'm going to bring Dr. Shaw into this conversation, but I want to switch gears for a second and talk about this pink stuff that keeps showing up around our office. I think it's time for us to bite the bullet. Yeah, we're going to try the ghost today on the show. I'm going to try it. I'm going to be brave. This is going to be brave.
I'll try. Yeah.
This is going to be stunning and brave of me. Although I think we're going to try
this
the
green. It's going to be stunning and brave of me.
I think we're going to try the green apple one, because I don't think Dr. Shaw is going to want the
green apple. Sounds good.
It's like a warhead type. It's like green apple, like warhead or whatever.
Yeah, I love green, like green tart sour apple. Love that.
Today's secret word, Ryan, before we head on over to the main segment, taciturn.
I was really hoping you'd say PNG.
Taciturn is the secret word.
Taciturn.
And the secret word.
Refresh my memory on what taciturn means.
Taciturn means you don't talk a whole lot. It's somebody who
quiet,
speaks very little.
Shy.
Very shy.
All right.
Like
taciturn.
You ever play Legend of Zelda?
Yeah.
Link is taciturn.
He is taciturn.
Yeah.
I think Link's just mute.
He could be.
Taciturn.
Taciturn
right,
is
the word.
We're going to try to sneak that
secret
by. Yeah,
day.
don't tell Dr. Jana. Don't text him and tell him what the secret word is, because the
right.
secret word, we're going to try to sneak past him in conversation.
That's right. I can't be alone in my graphics gripe, though. So write in and let me know if you've ever had an unexpected file type and it just really tanked your entire mood. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you send me an image of that's called a PNG and it has a background, I'm going to save your number.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
spam you with disrespectful
texts.
Yeah,
he really don't like that, y'all.
I don't like that stuff. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, John.
Hey, man, I'm having an awesome time doing the Clearview Today show with you.
Thanks, man. And I hope people are having an awesome time listening to it.
Well, listen, I think our listeners would actually be interested to know that Clearview Today is not the only podcast we produce.
Do go on.
Oh, well, go ahead and stop what you're doing right now. Mosey on over to your podcast app and subscribe to Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD.
As many of you know, Dr. Shah is our lead pastor here at Clearview Church. And every single week, he preaches expository messages that challenge and inspire us to live godly lives. One of our core values at Clearview Church is that we're a Bible-believing church, which means that every single sermon is coming directly from the text.
And it's great because whether you're driving, cleaning the house, working out, whatever you're doing, you're listening and receiving timeless biblical truths.
And God works through every sermon differently, which means you're always going to get something new. Sometimes it'll be conviction, sometimes it'll be encouragement.
That's right, and you guys can check out Sermons by Abadan Shah, PhD, on the Apple Podcast app. You can find it on our website as well. That's clearviewbc.org. You can even read the transcripts of every message on Dr. Shaw's website. That's abadanshah.com.
Love it. John, you ready to hop back in?
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. And we're here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, we've got some nice refreshments here in the studio today. I see you're drinking your tea. I like that. You got your nice little bottle of water. You got this sparkly, bubbly liquid that we've been challenged to drink. This
sparkly,
is
bubbly.
Super. So we talked a little bit yesterday about this new Ghost that everyone's drinking, right? It turns out Melissa drinks it, too. I didn't realize that.
Is it?
Melissa likes the Ghost.
So this isn't, what is it, an energy drink?
It's an energy drink, but there's supposedly zero sugar.
Okay.
And it's very sour.
Is it?
And I don't want to drink
it. Apple?
Green apple. That's what this is.
So should I drink it?
Yeah, let's do it on three. Ready? You want to get a super source on this? 3, 2, 1, go.
I kind of like it.
I hate it.
Really?
I hate it.
I think it's good. Tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. Do y'all like sour? You like sour candies. Yeah. Do you like sour candies?
I like sour candy, yeah.
Ellie loves sour candy. Maybe that's the soda for her because it's zero sugar and it's extremely sour.
Are you sure it's zero sugar?
It's pretty good for zero sugar.
How's it going to be zero sugar?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how a lot of these zero sugar sodas work.
It does kind of have that like zero, artificial sweetener taste.
0 grams of fat, 0 cholesterol, 35 sodium, 2 carbs.
35 sodium, that's high, isn't it?
No.
That's not high?
No. Total sugars, zero. Includes 0 grams of added sugar, 0 protein.
Hmm. So what makes it sweet?
So is it just water?
It's like sucralose probably, like the fake stuff.
Sucralose. Is it aspartame?
You get us into the verse of the day.
I don't really like that very much.
I got nothing else.
The verse of the day today comes from Matthew chapter 11, verse 6. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Mm. That's Jesus talking.
That's Jesus talking.
I know
talking.
That because the words are red.
Them's the important words, them red words. Dr. Shah, you think anybody in the nation today is offended over Jesus?
Oof.
Well, I faintly recall somebody telling somebody that they were at the wrong place.
Yeah, something about that.
For saying Jesus is, I think it's Lord,
Jesus
I guess.
Is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. You're at the wrong rally. Yeah.
That was kind of crazy, right? Yeah. I know that happened a few weeks back, but we didn't get a chance to really talk about it on the show. That was insane.
You know, Ben Carson. Ben Carson was a presidential candidate, and then he went on to become the head of HUD. Mm-hmm. And under President Trump, and he said about that whole, incident, he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
True. Yeah. Great point.
So this person spoke, but I think people are like, oh, that's not what, in the moment that this happened, in the moment that happened. And I know there was some damage control done by going to a church and all that stuff, which was kind of weird.
Really?
To
For real? She did that?
Person
did that.
Yeah, going to a church and kind of quoting a verse and kind of sounding preachy. Mm-hmm. But I think I found that condescending.
Yeah.
But anyways, what Ben Carson said is out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when this person said what they said, it really wasn't their heart.
Mm. Yeah. That's such true. A great reminder. Like, sometimes we'll say, oh, they just meant that in the moment. They didn't really, that's not who they truly are. But sometimes those things that come to the surface in the moment, that really reveals more about a person than we'd like to imagine.
Especially if you're Christian. I think there's a lot of times where Christians are these days are accidentally revealing themselves. In fact, revealing themselves and revealing their hearts. In fact, we've got a Clearview Current. People have been asking where the Clearview Current has been.
The Clearview Current.
People have been like, hey, did y'all drop the Clearview Current? It was like, no, we didn't drop the Clearview Current. Only thing was everything we were talking about has been current events. So it kind of moved for a little while the elections were going on. It kind of moved from a segment of the show to just being the entire show itself.
Right.
You know what I mean? But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for the Clearview Current, where we cut through the chaos of today's headlines with a clear Christian perspective. We're here to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world, big or small.
That's right, Dr. Shah. There was a prestigious Methodist girls' school in Melbourne. That's in Australia.
Australia, Mike.
Australia, right down under. And this is a Methodist girls' school now. This ain't like a public school. This ain't like a liberal university. This is a Methodist school, and it says, "Hey, girls." Girls, we need y'all to take them crosses off y'all's necklaces because that can be offensive to other students. Now, what in the world is that?
Yeah. I mean, just think about that for a moment. I'm seeing if I can find some info on that school and just kind of throw it up there. And this is in Australia, if I'm not wrong.
It's the Melbourne Methodist Ladies College.
I think you're supposed to say Melbourne, but
Melbourne.
But yeah, they get real. Australians get real.
Right, the Melbourne Methodist Ladies College.
But that's what I'm saying. This is a Wesleyan Methodist church, and it's been there since 1882. And they're a Methodist school, I should say.
It was founded by the Wesleyan
Methodist Church. Yes. But they're telling their girls that you got to take off your cross necklaces because it could be offensive to other students. How does that happen in a Christian school?
Yeah. So they have this interview where it says they're interviewing one of the students. She says, my friend was wearing a cross and there was another girl in our class who said she found the cross really offensive. And so the teacher told her to take it off.
So do you send your kids to a Christian school, even if they're not Christians, and then make the Christians their lives harder? Does that happen?
Welcome to Australia. This is an Australian thing. I mean, and we saw this in 2020 and during the pandemic, mm-hmm. some of the strictest and harshest laws against people, churches, faith community came in Australia.
I really didn't know that.
Yeah, that people were arrested. Mm-hmm. Family members were taken away. I mean, it's just weird stuff. I can hardly remember now, but it was like Australia.
Yeah.
I thought these people were like, you know, just like they're ready to go and fight for freedom and whatnot. But Australia?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Intense religious persecution. Yeah.
I really didn't know that. And I was under the impression that this is supposed to be a religious school. And yet they're taking this minority opinion of this one student over the mainstream, like the actual students who are there for religious purposes.
Yeah. So listen to what this is a spokesperson for the school. They're being interviewed for the school's position. Mm-hmm. They say, we are deeply committed to fostering a culture of inclusion, respect, and diversity. Our Christian heritage serves as a foundation for welcoming individuals of all faiths, cultures, and backgrounds, fostering an environment where every student is supported in expressing their identity and beliefs.
So maybe.
Okay. If you want to have that as your mindset for your school,
right.
No problem. If you want to have students who are not Christians attend your Methodist school, fine. But then don't discriminate against the students who are Christians and tell them they can't wear jewelry that displays their faith.
I know this is a hot take, and by that I mean this really is just common sense.
It should not be a hot take.
But I am under the impression that inclusion means, hey, you're welcome. You're welcome to come in. It doesn't mean that you come in and start excluding the norms here. So like, for instance, at our church, everyone is welcome. People are welcome in. But there's this understanding that these are our beliefs.
Right.
This is where we stand. We have a new members class where people come in where they're told these are all the big major things that we believe.
Right.
And here's the final authority on what we believe, which is our pastor. This is setting the tone for your relationship with us as a church. And if you don't agree to any of this stuff, you probably won't get a lot out of your time here.
Right. And I think what's happening here is same thing that happens with churches where, mm-hmm. didn't you say you're loving and welcome to all people? Well, I am, let's just say, homosexual or transgender. Mm-hmm. You're not loving and welcoming me. So what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Because on one hand, it's like, yes, loving and welcoming, but doesn't mean that your value system is wholeheartedly, wholesale accepted.
Right. Mm. Right.
But loving and accepting you as a person, mm-hmm. not necessarily your personal ideology or your behavior or your wrong idea of life.
Right. Mm-hmm. And because we love you as a person and we believe the Bible to be true, we cannot lovingly condone the sin in your life that the Bible calls sin.
You were the principal of a Christian school for a number
of
years.
Yeah.
If this had happened, I mean, I know that was, you know, maybe what, 20 something, how many years ago do you think that was?
That was about 15 years ago.
15 years ago.
Yeah, so just about.
Times may have been different. But if someone had come to you and said, hey, I know this is a Christian school, but the cross necklaces are very offensive to my kid. How do you handle something like that?
Well, it began even back then with one of the teachers there.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was because the mascot was Crusader.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So
I went to a Christian school where the mascot was a crusader.
Right.
Like the Christian crusader.
Right.
Okay.
So this person came to me and said, you know, maybe we need to get rid of that. Mm. I said, why do you want to get rid of that? It's because crusaders and all the bad history and all the terrible things that they've done through the ages. And maybe, you know, it's not what we want to tell the world, mm-hmm. that this is who we are. Mm-hmm. I said, I do understand what you're saying. I don't think any of us here are, you know, looking at that crusader as like going and marauding and killing, mm-hmm. Muslim and Jewish people mm-hmm. all the way to Jerusalem.
Right.
You know, I don't think that's what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. We're thinking more in the sense of, you know, these are fighters standing up for the faith, loyal to Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. how we're looking at this. Not like with swords and shields, but more armed with the putting on the whole armor of God, mm-hmm. armed with the sword of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So as I said, I think we're thinking like that. And also, I say, if you do want to talk about the history of Crusades, you know, like Rodney Stark, I think it's the one mm-hmm. who wrote the thing on this Crusades. yes, there were some Crusades that really went off the deep end. There were some Crusades, I mean, it's like a might as well let out a prison and of the worst criminals and put them out there. Right. I mean, it was not good. But many of them went there for the right reasons.
Right.
Right.
Because our brothers and sisters in Christ were being killed and destroyed. And so Christians from the West went to help the Christians in the East.
There was a great episode that we did a long while back. I think it was called While the Church Sleeps. Mm. And it was based on a message you did when you were the president or the moderator.
I was the moderator of the Cullum Baptist Association, which is no longer
right.
existing. A few years after I left, or after I was off the position of moderator, right. they abandoned. Yeah,
yeah. That message and eventually that episode that we did, I think, did a really great job of detailing just how pervasive that Muslim spread of Islam was.
Right,
and it was taking over everything very rapidly and very violently. And I think people don't. I think they see the Crusades, and I mean, this is kind of off topic, but insofar as Christian imagery being offensive, I think they see Crusades as oppressor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it's completely reversed because they right. don't understand how rapidly and violently Islam was spreading.
Right. And this, as the Council of Toledo, Spain, mm-hmm. was going on, Muslim armies kept marching until they were right on their doorstep. And if the kings of Europe had not stood up and mm-hmm. fought against them, like Charles Martel and others, this war would look very different. Yeah. Europe would be very different. So anyways, all that to say, yes, there were some of the Crusades. Because when we think about the Crusades, we think only like one group of people, one time going in mass numbers. Mm-hmm. No, Crusades went in different shifts and regiments who went out. There was even a kids' army. I don't know if y'all knew that.
No, I didn't.
A bunch of children like Asher, Holden, they didn't get very far, but they decided to go fight for the holy city.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't get far.
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, you've got people who are looking at crosses and saying, that offends me.
Yeah.
You need to take it off. I wonder if the language would be switched if it was a Muslim symbol or if it was a pagan symbol, or if it was any other religion, would the outcry still be there, and would they have to bow to that? Why is it Christianity?
Right. I mean, come to India, which when I was growing up was a very secular state, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which was good. Secularism there was good because we all had our freedoms. Mm-hmm. And people understood that. It's like, oh, you're a Christian. Okay, that's fine. That's what you do. You're Hindu. Not everybody did that. There were a lot of Hindus who were becoming more and more nationalist. Mm-hmm. And then there were Muslims, most of the time okay, but then there were certain regions and certain cities and in parts of the country where the Muslims were sort of violent mm-hmm. against other faiths, especially Christians. But overall, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, Sikhism, Jainism, what was tolerated. Everybody could live together.
Yeah. Was that the case in your school as well?
I went to a Christian school, mm-hmm. a Catholic school. And in the Catholic school the Catholics and Christians really were the minority. Mm-hmm. We were not that many. Majority of the people were Hindus or Sikhs and, Muslims.
Yeah.
But we got along very well. We understood. Of course, it didn't bother me because I was a Christian,
right?
Even the Protestant. But other people didn't have problems. I mean, they celebrated Christmas. They celebrated Easter with us. We had some of the Hindu festivals and Muslim days off. So that was not a problem either. It's like, oh, great, Diwali.
But you get to go home. The school was teaching Christian doctrine, not Muslim, Hindu, Sikh. They weren't teaching those things.
They were not teaching doctrine at all, to be honest.
Oh, really? It was just a school?
They taught me evolution.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I grew up learning evolution.
Okay.
If you were to walk with me to our science lab, where I went to school, St. Aloysius High, all the what do you call it, the heads or whatever, you know, the sculptures.
And the skulls and like the missing skulls.
Oh, like the
Neanderthal the man and stuff like you know, something man. I could never get it right because it's such long names, but I remember them all sitting on top of these shelves all across the top of our biology lab.
So I have a question, and maybe this is, maybe you can kind of shed some light on this as an educator and like as a teacher, because you've been in education for a long time.
Right.
There's a lens with which I think a lot of people will view this, which is a pastor lens, which is to say, if someone came to my church and said, you can't wear the cross necklace as a pastor, I would stand up and say, no, you can wear the cross necklace.
Right.
Because I'm the pastor and I, okay. As a teacher in a school setting, is there a difference? Even if it's a Christian school, do you have to approach it differently, or can you stand up and say, no, we're going to wear cross necklaces, that's fine?
I mean, do we tell a Muslim teacher to take off her hijab? No, we won't. Yeah. We will say that's fine. If a Mennonite teacher came to the school and she wanted to wear, you know, how the Mennonite wear their little head coverings, would that be a problem? No, it'd be fine.
Even at a Christian school, you're saying?
Even at a Christian school.
Okay.
You know, as long as they're open to hiring.
Right.
Now, Christian schools usually will not hire people of other faiths. Catholic schools may hire, most of them that I knew growing up were more open. Here, I don't know how it is, but they're more open to hiring outside teachers who are not Catholics. But unless it's like a Christian school, that's where definitely the teachers are Christian.
Yeah. I wonder if it, you know, typically you think of Christians as unwilling to fight back. I mean, we are often the ones who are picked on. Right. And maybe that's because Christians throughout history have been just quiet, have kept to themselves, have been meager or taciturn when it comes to defending these values.
He gives you away.
There's no way.
He gives you away.
I was keeping the smile off
my
face.
He gives you away.
I did not smile.
Taciturn was a pretty tough one to work in.
Yeah, taciturn was rough.
I didn't even hear that. Did you say that?
I did.
I just saw his smiling face.
There's
like,
way. You got to roll the tape back. I wasn't smiling.
Believable.
I was trying so hard.
He was smiling. He was smiling. He's over there going.
I'm trying. It's so hard. It's funny. It's fun. I love the word. I love the secret word. Go ahead.
Anyway, the word of the day was taciturn.
It was taciturn.
Today,
which I didn't even hear that. All I heard was like meager something. I was like, smile?
Shy or unwilling to speak up about certain things, which unfortunately has been characteristic of Christians throughout history.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why Christians are often the ones who are like, you have to do this. You have to take the cross off. You have to
Because
comply.
we have always been following Jesus's command to love your neighbor as yourself. So we are willing to say, let's put ourselves in their shoes. We do that. That's not the way the other side sees us. Now, I know Christians haven't always done that.
Right.
I totally agree. There have been times where some Christians have been very mean towards outsiders. And if you read scripture carefully, right, you read the Bible carefully, God told his people, the people of Israel, to treat the foreigners with love and compassion, and I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
And and the reason you do that is because you too were strangers in a foreign land. So do that. Did you know that even in the millennial kingdom, all right, millennial kingdom, now we're talking about the 1,000-year rule on earth, where the Jewish people are given the land, the promised land, and all of that. Did you know that even in the millennial kingdom, the stranger is given just the ability to have a good life? Can I read that passage?
Yeah, please do. Please.
So I want us to understand how much our ethics or ethical system comes from the scriptures of loving your neighbor. So here it is. This is Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 21. Thus you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. So if it's tribes, we know this is not the new heavens and new earth. This is the millennial kingdom, right? 1,000 years, where God is going to fulfill his promises to ethnic Israel. It shall be that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves And for the strangers who dwell among you and who bear children among you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They shall be to you as native born among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall be that in whatever tribe the stranger dwells, there you shall give him his inheritance, says the Lord God.
Wow.
What other religion does that? Now, there have been times Muslims have made space for Hindus and Christians. There have been times Hindus have made space for Muslims and Christians and other religion, but overall, they don't do that.
Yeah. Mm.
Great point. I would suggest to these schools in Australia, who are especially Christian schools, that, hey, don't compromise your values. Mm-hmm. Welcome people. Don't compromise them. I would also say to schools in general, whether they are in Australia or in America or anywhere else, if there are Christian students who want to wear the cross, let them wear the cross. Well, does that mean, can somebody wear a Nazi symbol? How is my cross offending you versus a Nazi symbol? Right? Mm-hmm. Well, the cross, people have used the cross and abused it. Right. I get it. There are people who are abused it. But overall, that's not the meaning, its core meaning.
Right.
In Nazi symbols, core meaning is hate. Mm-hmm. Right? That's it's true. Hate. So you cannot equate those two.
That's right. True. That's a great point.
Yeah. So helpful for us. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. John, anything you want to plug as the show ends today?
Yes, absolutely. Make sure you pick up Dr. Shah and Nicole's new book, 30 Days of Praying for America, Daily Devotions to Heal Our Nations. It's available on Amazon right now, wherever digital books are sold. You can also pick up our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, on iTunes or Spotify or anywhere else digital music is sold. We're going to have those available as resources for your church family very soon.
That's right. Lots of great content coming your way the rest of this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.